USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For many years, you know this better than anybody. You've been covering it for a long time. For many years, China has been taking out hundreds of billions of dollars a year and rebuilding China. It's time that we rebuild our country.
President Trump's comments talking to reporters outside the White House. Now, the president has said that the U.S. will again put more tariffs starting September 1 on Chinese goods that total $300 billion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signing the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2019, which passed in the Senate with 67 votes.
We still have to go into an appropriations process, and we'll have that debate as we go along. But I think that we've set a blueprint for success to avoid a continuing resolution, to avoid a shutdown of government.
The bill funds the government through the 2020 election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
James Comey will not face charges for leaking. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The former FBI director reportedly won't be charged over leaks of memos with possible classified information. Reports say the Justice Department's declined to prosecute James Comey because it's unclear whether he knew and intended to violate laws regarding the handling of classified data. Comey's acknowledged leaking some memos after he was fired by President Trump, including memos that detailed his claim that Trump sought a loyalty oath. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard was the most Googled candidate following the second night of continued Democratic debates. On the other hand, the least Googled candidate was Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. President Trump heads to Cincinnati for another one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 280 points to close at 26,583. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
It's estimated we make about 35,000 decisions daily, from what to eat to how to spend money to what to wear. Researchers say there's two types of decision makers: assessment decision makers, who do extensive research, and locomotive decision makers, who make choices quickly based on available information. Sue Varma is a psychologist, and she joined CBS this morning and talks about ways you can make decisions a little bit quicker.
We are living in a society where we're inundated with choice, right?
Right.
Now, the American Constitution is based on freedom, and we very much value that, of feeling empowered. However, we don't realize that more choices actually limit our freedom because we're spending so much time perseverating and deliberating, and we find that companies actually, when they limit the number of choices, people actually buy more products. So that you don't become a victim to decision fatigue, which is a big problem for choice overload. You want to narrow it down. And this is especially true for people who are maximizers. But in general, even the people who are the assessment styles might get a little freaked out if it's an important decision.
Yeah.
So I would say limit it to three decisions. Look, it's okay to have a wide variety of things to choose from, but then limit it down to three. And then I would say ask three people, not more than that. Maximizers always love to get people's opinions. Pick three people who are relevant to the situation, who have experience. Then I would say give yourself a deadline. Don't spend too much time on it. And once you make a decision, move on.
And finally, the first NFL preseason game kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Atlanta Falcons will play against the Denver Broncos in the Hall of Fame game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.